This is Kara Hart reporting from the 84th National FFA Convention, and sitting with me is Heath Snyder. Heath is a winner of the National Creed Speaking Contest. He's from Sweet Springs, Missouri. Tell me a little bit about the process that went into preparing for creed speaking.
Well, it was, I mean, it sounds cheesy, it was a real journey. Started off, I just wanted to say it because my brother had said it, and you know, because people in my chapter said it made it to state, so I thought, well, my goal is to just make it to state and not flub anything up and not disappoint anybody. And then my advisor helped me out so much along the way. Her name's Mrs. Spinner. And a lot of prayers. And it was just, I don't know, I'm in shock right now. So it was just a lot of help.
Were there a lot of practices? I mean, did you do anything strange to help memorize the creed?
Memorizing, no. She definitely helped me get it down to a point where I can deliver it to a different way. I mean, there are tweaks that I made, but everybody makes those. And practicing, I just, every day, every night, just working on it. And it's, I mean, in living in a rural community, I can't really help but have a knowledge of what I need to know for the questions in the creed.
How many times a day would you say you practiced it?
On and off. It's really just, you know, I'm standing in the lunch, you know, line at lunch, and I've got my questions on me. I'll look over them, you know, I'll say it to myself in my head. I'm sitting on the couch, going over homework. It really, any time I had that was available to me.
Would you recite your favorite paragraph of the creed for me?
I believe, unless the penance on begging, and more power in bargaining, in the life abundant and enough honest wealth to help make it so, for others, as well as myself, and less need for charity, and more of it when needed. In being happy myself, and playing square with those whose happiness depends upon me. I guess, sorry, a little on the spot, so.
Why is this your favorite part of the creed?
The reason it's my favorite part is because, well, a lot of reasons, and I was growing up in a conservative family, but I'm not going to get any advice here. Our forefathers said that this country was founded as a moral agrarian society and that we needed to be self-sufficient. Thomas Jefferson said that. And he said that if we didn't do this, you know, our nation wouldn't function. We'd fall apart. So the reason that is my favorite part of the creed is because I believe it applies to my forefathers and to my family and to my own morals and values.
What question were you asked? You said you prepared a lot of questions for the big event.
The questions I was asked in finals? I usually... it's kind of hard to remember. I remember two was, I can't remember any of them. I remember the third one was how, despite some of the regulations being set by the government or, you know, different organizations, how is agriculture continuing to hold true to the best traditions of our national life was one of the questions. There were three, and the other two I can't recall at this moment. I'm not really thinking straight.
So can you kind of remember how you answered that?
The way I answered it sort of came together a lot better than I'm probably about to say it, but the reason I believe in that is that even though regulations are set down, the people in agriculture, the people that work in these fields truly love what they're doing and would never let it go, because I do live in a rural community, and some of the farmers I meet, they can't ever let it go. They love the fields. It's their legacy. They truly enjoy it, and their morals and their values and their beliefs are everything that I want to encompass, everything I want to become. So the reason that agriculture will continue to have the best traditions of our national life is because of people like them that will never let it go.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you to Mrs. Finner and Mrs. Niemeyer and Mr. Niemeyer and everybody at my chapter, my friends and my family. I don't know. Thank you, God. I think that's about it. I'm very grateful.
This has been Kara Hart. I'm talking with Heath Snyder of the Sweet Springs FFA chapter from Sweet Springs, Missouri, and he is the national FFA winner in creed speaking.